can work on complex projects and prompts for hours or even days. Anthropic called the order a misunderstanding and said it hopes to restore access to the models as soon as possible. Matt Bloom, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Panasonic has announced plans to repurpose production lines inside its U.S. plants, including its plant in DeSoto. According to the Lawrence Journal World, Panasonic will focus on producing energy storage systems for data centers. Currently, the DeSoto facility makes batteries for electric vehicles. The company is still in the beginning stages of planning its data center battery cell production in Kansas as part of a $2.18 billion global investment. The first data center battery cells are anticipated to be produced in mid to late 2028 or early 2029. 21 people were treated and 4 taken to the hospital after a hazmat situation at an underground complex in Kansas City. KMBC reports that fire and hazmat crews were called to the scene yesterday morning in response to a report of an unconscious person. A spokesperson for the Kansas City Fire Department says the call was upgraded after several people said they were feeling ill. The area was evacuated and hazmat crews began monitoring air quality. The carbon monoxide level was 30 parts per million. Crews ventilated the area and the carbon monoxide level returned to 0 parts per million. The Houston Astros defeated the Kansas City Royals last night 10-8. They play their second game in the series at 6:10 this evening. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the NPR Wine Club, which has generated over $1.75 million to support NPR programming. Learn more at nprwineclub.org. Available to adults 21 or older.
Cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing later today, mostly this evening. Some locally heavy rainfall is possible. Highs today in the mid-80s. Highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Have you noticed your memory is just not what it used to be? We used to have telephone numbers memorized, not to mention whole poems. What if you could fight memory decline, one Shakespearean sonnet at a time? That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every single gift matters. $10 a month here, $25 a month there, the occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the biggest part of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important to us. You can become a sustaining member today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Our forecast is kind of all over the place. It's calling for partly sunny skies. It's still pretty cloudy out there. We do have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing, probably not till late this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 79 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Story took off on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you this morning for this last segment of Weekend Edition Saturday. And then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock.
I'm Peter Sagal. Everybody's going nuts for the Knicks, except, of course, for everybody not from New York City, but they don't matter. Join us for the news quiz that comes direct from the provinces. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Direct from the provinces and coming your way at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Keeping an eye on the weather today, we do have a flood watch for parts of the KPR listening area. It includes Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. That flood watch in effect until tomorrow morning. We are expecting some possibly locally heavy rainfall later today. Showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 5 o'clock. We are having some reports of isolated thunderstorms right around the Manhattan area where it is 80 degrees. 80 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
In schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up next here on KPR is NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We'll also have the latest news from NPR. That's just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies. We do have some isolated showers. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 81 in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. One team has captured America's heart by virtue of their spirit, their grit, and the fact that some of the most famous people in the world go to their games. I mean, we'd root for Voldemort if Taylor Swift was wearing his T-shirt. We'll ask about this Cinderella team that's already a princess, plus comic genius Robert Smigel tells us how his creation, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, is nothing like him. And Alzo Slade is very disappointed by our backstage catering.
Guys, it's just Chex Mix.
We'll ask what's really not that appetizing on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. military says it shot down several Iranian drones as they were heading toward the Strait of Hormuz. NPR's Carrie Khan reports both the U.S. and Iran say they are seeing progress in signing a preliminary peace deal.
In a post on
acts of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're looking for highs in the mid-80s today. Much cooler tomorrow with highs only in the lower 70s. It's 61 in Topeka, 61 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an
audience on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of wildcat country near Emporia. Richard Porter encourages all KPR listeners to support Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The sun is coming out. We do still have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for the day, mostly this evening. Some of those storms could produce locally heavy rainfall. A flood watch is in effect for portions of the KPR listening area that includes Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Lyon, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. That flood watch in effect until tomorrow morning. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 82 in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Super
Live performance from 105 Live at the Dole Institute of Politics with Alexa Dawson.
How deep the well from this day springs.
Emporia's Alexa Dawson is our live guest from her performance at the Dole Institute of Politics on 105 Live this week, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
An invitation to come explore reality.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rihanna Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. You can find out more about the Free State Festival on tomorrow's Prairie Journal. My special guest, Marlo Angel, director of the Free State Festival, at 11 o'clock tomorrow
Support
morning.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Progress
Week. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 94.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, it's the Moth Radio Hour, stories of identity. Fraudulent, forged, and fake. That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. The time is 11 o'clock.
One donned by an actor at a children's party,
one worn by a lawyer arguing in front of the Supreme Court, when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, competitive compensation, and healthcare benefits. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. Coming up after the Moth Radio Hour, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, stories of cryogenics gone wrong, mistakes, apologies, and the non-apology. And coming up at noon on Kansas Public Radio.
When war comes to Sierra Leone. That's when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
The Moth is supported by Storyworth. Each week, Storyworth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, Storyworth will publish their stories and color photos into a book to keep for generations. Learn more at storyworth.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, playing through June 21st. Tickets and more information at theaterlawrence.com. Turns out into a beautiful day. A little on the warm side. We're looking for highs in the mid-80s today. Showers and thunderstorms still likely, mainly later this afternoon into this evening. Some of those storms could produce locally heavy rainfall. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka.
You're listening to the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live. No, it's not. It's This American Life. I got my Saturday and Sunday mixed up there. It's This American Life. Today on This American Life, mistakes, apologies, and non-apologies. That's coming up at 12:01 today on Kansas Public Radio. Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options are available. New menus weekly and online ordering at macellisonline.com. And from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information available at lmh.org/cancercare. We've got partly sunny skies this afternoon, warm temperatures with highs in the mid-80s. It's 85 in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Okay, this just in. People don't like to admit it.